أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله كما هو أحلو الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear brothers and sisters, whenever a Muslim, a human being, a mankind, a sensible person will come to do anything, will make his intention to make clear that whatever the efforts they are making, there has to be a target to achieve. We have come from all over the North America, from different cultures, different faith, different religion, different authenticity, to do something very important. I'm sure, alhamdulillah, you have heard that so many people have expressed that what is our goal that we have come to achieve. I would also like to repeat the same things, but inshallah, al-Aziz, in 2-3 points, very short and very brief. First of all, we have come to express our feelings. About what? We have come to tell the world we are with a broken heart, very sad, and we are really hurt as a human being, as a mankind, as a Muslim living in the United States of America. So alhamdulillah, here we are to commemorate, here we are to express our feeling and to let everybody else know. The second purpose why we have come over here. The second purpose we have come over here is that first of all, whatever is happening in the world, media is trying to do whatever they have to do, whatever their job is to do. We have come to remind to the government of United States of America, to the people, to public, to the whole world, that you know, whatever the media is telling you, don't forget whatever is happening right now in Pakistan, in Middle East, or everywhere. That was not action, that was reaction. Don't forget about the action. We have to remind the world. What was the reaction? That there was a reaction. Now, whatever happened in between action and reaction, government has paid more than $70,000 to stop the demonstrations, which were, of course, violent protests, which we condemn. We don't, of course, agree with that one. Here you go. We are peaceful people. We have come from all over the North America to say what? Whatever we are saying over here. You can see that message, the message of peace. So I'm sure that even in the Middle East and even in Pakistan, because I belong from Pakistan, there will be peaceful protests. Why and what it happened? Let me advise to our government. What is the advice? The advice is don't pay $70,000 to the media to let everybody else know that government has nothing to do with that. Go and find the real criminals. You know who are the criminals? Saudis paid terrorists that they have killed thousands Shia in Pakistan, and they were the one they were attacking, they were burning the buildings. Now, isn't it the time that the United States of America has to understand why the muftis of Saudi Arabia and all the Muslim countries, they were sitting quiet? You will say, would they listen to them? And this is not the solution. Let me give you the example. How come there are not violent protests in Iran? You know why? Because the leadership came first day and condemned the act. And while people don't know that whatever we want to say, our government, our leaders are saying, they will not go violent. So criminals these. Now here you come. We are standing over here to represent the billions of people. And not only that, what also the people that are sitting at their homes right now. You know what? We are not all of them. Believe me, wallahi, swear to God, we can arrange a million march here. But you know what? You know what? We are representative over here. We are representing people sitting at home. And wallahi, people, they're crying. They're sad. And one more thing only. You know what? Media is saying this and that and here and there. I will say that today we have come over here to express our feeling, right? Very peacefully. Teach us how to protest. That will be effective. You know what? That's exactly what it is. Normal people, when they don't see the result, that's why they go violent. So listen to peaceful people, then you won't face those violent protests. Only one more thing. I know that there is a short of time. Only one more thing. Dear brothers and sisters, take a message. And what is the message? It's another blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. God has created the whole universe because of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Trust me, those, they try to insult Prophet. You know what? Don't say that they have insulted. They tried. You know, I don't want to go into the philosophy that what is real insult. They tried. But God is going to twist it otherwise. How? You know how? Look at today. Millions, billions of people are talking about Prophet Muhammad. This is the time introduced to the world. Who is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam?
Back, ya Rasulullah!
Back, ya Rasulullah!
Back, ya Rasulullah!
Back, ya Rasulullah!
Dear brothers,
ya Rasulullah!
Back, ya Rasulullah!
Dear brothers and sisters, be representative of our Holy Prophet. Go around, tell everybody, tell them who is our Holy Prophet. Only one story which is common, and it is according to Riwayat. You know who is Holy Prophet? The one that Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had his beloved follower and loved one, Zulaikha, that she was so devastated towards his love. One day, Hazrat Yusuf asked an old lady, Zulaikha, "Hey, why you love me?" She said, "Because Yusuf, you are so beautiful. You are the one that I have to love. Everybody sees you, loves you." Hazrat Yusuf said, "What if you seen Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" She said, "What?" He said, "You don't know who is he." She said, "Yes, I don't know. Tell me a little bit about him." And then Prophet Yusuf introduced a little bit about Holy Prophet. You know what? A little bit love in the heart of Zulaikha came for Holy Prophet while she had not seen her. What happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel. "Oh Jibreel, ask my Prophet Yusuf, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so she will be successful in her love." Dear brother and sister, it's an opportunity. People that know not about the Holy Prophet, go tell people. If they will have a little love for Holy Prophet, they will be successful in this dunya and hereafter. Thank you very much. Again, as all of them, say loudly 5 times, "Labbaik ya Rasulullah."
Labbaik ya Rasulullah.